Hello, my name is Carter Marks, and I'm here with head varsity coach, Coach Carroll, and this is the two-minute drill. Coming off a hard loss to Dinwiddie, how do you get your team's focus to tomorrow night against Meadowbrook and bounce back?
Well, you treat it every game the same. It's almost like coming off a win. You celebrate it or you reflect back on a loss, and you got to get past it quick and move on. You move on from a loss the same way you move on from a win. You got to get back to work on Saturday morning. Kids got to go back on Monday.
With your offense putting up 26 points this past week, how do you keep that momentum and take it in tomorrow night's game?
Well, we're a young team, and so we know it's going to be a process. And the biggest thing is just to try to just keep getting better every day. And so that's what we've been focusing on, just details of execution and just the process.
With all the run-throughs and film studies your team has been working on this past week to prepare, what has been one of the big focuses your team has been working on?
Just to have great practices. Battling the conditions we've dealt with the last two or three weeks, haven't been able to get outside much, and that's no excuse, and we're not about that, but we've got to be outside, have great practices, and they have to add on to each other. Like we told the guys, one or two days is not going to get it done. We've got to have four great days every week and then move on to Friday.
Lastly, what has been the most inspirational part of your coaching career?
I just think the fact that I know how I was impacted by my coaches, and then sometimes even the smallest interactions with young men that you don't think much of at the time, anytime they come back and say that we've made any difference in their life is really what we do it for. So I can't pinpoint one particular thing, just the opportunity to work with young men and hope that we make a difference in their lives.
All right, well, the Royals face Meadowbrook tomorrow night at home at 7:00. And now it's Coach Carroll in the two-minute drill.